Well, I'm just going to add a few notes right now. After last night's busy night, where the kids kept me up almost to the wee hours of the morning partying. So we see shifts on the beach. In the daytime, people come. In the evening, after the parents get off work, they bring their kids. Then they leave and go home. Then about 10 o'clock, the party, the beach party starts. So I'll have a couple of clips. This is very interesting. At the finale, you know, they'll blast their music out of their cars, whatever, if they don't have bands down there. And it was Allah Akbar. So this is interesting. This is like the spirit is stirred up in Islam against Israel and anything Israeli. And there's such a lack of bearing or, you know, navigational anchorship and moral compasses in the secular Israelis' life that it's just like, look, we don't care. We just want our life. You know, whatever. And there's also a toughness, a capitulation. And so the modern Israelis, the young Israelis, are quite different from the Israelis who's pioneered out this land. Anyway, I casually left the beach, which is called the beach. It's called Mitzyamin. And I noticed when I was in Ashkelon that it's all very modern city, very Russian, as I mentioned before. So I went to Ashdod to get some gas. And I'm just, you know, Israelis are set up to function a certain way, just as in when I started going to the Soviet Union or something else. And they're very, you know, they move into this organizational structure that when other people from outside come into their culture, we're not used to. How you line up, how you get things, just sort of, it's just the whole culture. So anyway, I got myself some phone minutes, I had some setbacks, and I felt God was changing my path around. I drove down the city of Ashdod, and when I was getting cell minutes, it was all Russian, 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 Russian. It's like the Russians came and have established, even in the north, but all along the coastal cities down in the south, their communities. And I'm in the cell phone shop, and this huge, big, tall, very large Russian man came in. You know how they are. They kind of, you know, push ahead of you. Everybody gets ahead of you unless you jump in front and say, don't, you know, and be assertive. You have to be assertive in this culture. And without being rude, I sort of just made my presence known as subtly as I could. And the gentleman asked me, what was it that I wanted? And I started speaking English, and I said, oh, I wanted 70 shekels worth of minutes for my orange big talk. And the big, large, very Russian man, he looked very prosperous and influential and had a very sophisticated smartphone, and I'm sure he was somebody, if you know what I mean. And he said to me in very cultivated English, oh, well, that's not so very much money. And I said, well, I suppose it all depends upon how you looked at it. And he smiled. He liked that answer. It was clever, you know. I mean, isn't that the issue that everybody wants to ask me? What do I think about politics, and what do I think about the financial issues? So without saying it's, you know, kind of, you know, one shekel is a lot to one person, one shekel is nothing to someone else. I, you know, whatever. I just wanted 70 shekels a minute, that's all. Anyway, I left and I drove in, and I felt the Lord, I felt just compelled to go to the C Mall. And I went to the mall, got out, looked around, a lot of the shops are closing. And I felt led to go outside in the plaza. There's this huge plaza. It's very modern. It has this wing-like building, sort of like the Opera House in Australia, which is famous for that kind of design. And then I noticed there were two pyramid structures. And I felt that this is what they worship, materialism. You know, this is their house of worship. is a shopping mall. A lot of cities it's that way. It's the mercantilism. And these, the port cities along here were all mercantile cities, and ships from all over the world came and port here and left for Italy or off the Silk Road through the Middle East. But I did then come through, and I drove down along the beach and went to the very end of the roundabout. And in, it was a very, very wide boulevard. It's very beautiful streets. It has that sophisticated European feel, but very modern. And at the end is a very large sculpture. And it looks like a huge satellite dish. Two of them put together. Okay, do you get the picture? Not inverted, but the concave sides. And as I went around it, in the center, it was clear, and it looked like a giant eyeball. Yes, I kid you not. The watchers have arrived via satellite communication. And the other side, it was yellow, the same thing. It looked like it had some electrical equipment, probably lights up at night. So there we go, the pyramid and the watchers. Then I came back. I'm sitting now outside of the Ashdod Fortress, the remains of it, and I just kind of walked around. And there's a gate that goes out to the sea. I'm surprised they haven't put up a booth and charge for it yet. But it's typical. And I just felt quickened that this also was a place of mercantilism, merchandising. And is there anything? Here they have these marble pillars lying around on the ground. And people have, you know, invested tremendous energy into the temporal world, into this life, and things of this life. For what? Look where they end up. You know, heap of bricks and a few thrown down pillars.